This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Egypt is exhausted but jubilant today. The anger that rang out from Cairo's Liberation Square and forced the ouster of a dictator became an all-night explosion of joy that has yet to wind down. We'll report on the reaction to the resignation of President Hosni Mubarak throughout today's show, from Alexandria to the world's capitals to a neighborhood in the United States called Little Egypt, first to the still crowded and littered streets of Cairo. NPR's Araya Zahadi Nelson joins us from a balcony overlooking Tahrir Square, which has been the focal point of so much interest in the world over the past 18 days. Araya, what's it look like today?
Well, you have thousands of people pouring into the square, but instead of being armed with placards, a lot of them are carrying brooms and plastic bags as they set about cleaning up the square, getting rid of all the trash and everything that's been accumulating since there's been no government services here in the city and certainly not there. So it's sort of this cleanup move, which is also being accompanied by tents being taken down, the stages are being dismantled, and it's clear that protesters, or at least many of them, are preparing to go home.
And pick up their lives.
People here really need to get back to work. There have been appeals on Twitter from protesters sort of been identified as leaders of the movement saying, time to go home. We know how to march back here if we need to.
And the new military government of Egypt has issued a statement which is being read with great significance around the world.
Yes, I mean, they're reaching out to the international community, letting them know that international peace treaties and the like are still in place. Nothing has changed with that in that regard. And then to the Egyptian people, they've said that the government will remain in place that's here now until a transitional government can be formed.
And what evidence of the military do you see today, for example?
They're still very much out in the streets, but are playing this sort of sitting back role that they've been doing all along. People are running up to them, having their pictures taken with them. There's still a very much of a camaraderie, if you will, going on between them. One of our other NPR reporters witnessed today how they were also fulfilling a police function, where somebody who apparently was stealing computers and the like was taken into custody by the army, and people were cheering as that was happening.
Saraya, the people in that square you're overlooking now, who've been protesting for the past 18 days, have, in a sense, they've tasted power. They've become aware of the potential of their influence in building a new country. Do they have an agenda, items that they want to pursue now that Hosni Mubarak has departed?
Well, the protesters have made it clear that they are not done. I mean, that Mr. Mubarak's departure was a key demand, obviously, but that they really want this country to transition to democracy, where the people have a voice. And the people on the street that we've talked to, even those who have not been taking part, support that effort. They do not want to go back to business as usual.
And as far as they're concerned, business as usual would be a strong central government, a leader without that has only nominal elections.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question? I didn't catch the last question.
Well, as far as they're concerned, business as usual would be go back to a strong national leader, only nominal elections, and a nod towards democracy. They want something real this time.
They want something real. They don't want the national ruling party, which is for all intents and purposes been dissolved, coming back. They don't want the people who are now in government leading to stay on. And they're going to give it some time. They're going to give the army some time. But they've also made it clear they will march back here. In fact, next Friday they're going to make a celebration here, if you will, at Tahrir Square, which will turn into a demonstration if they don't feel there's progress.
NPR's Araya Nelson in Cairo.